Aleluya. 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 Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. You deserve the glory and the honor.
Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we praise your holy name. You deserve the glory.
Worship God profusely. Just bless his name for what he has spoken, for what he has done. I just see people being loose, people being released to heights. Father, we thank you. Miracles are taking place. Oh, people are having their lives reconnected. Oh, they are having their destiny resurrected. Some are going back to things that they have abandoned. They are picking it up again. There is a breath of life that is coming back into lives, into heart, into souls, into dreams, into visions. Father, we bless your name. We worship you. 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 We worship you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you. Father, we worship you.
There is no one else like you.
For you deserve the glory and the honor.
Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
And bless you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We worship you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We bless your name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Please do have your seats. In a moment, we're going to hear a few testimonies. We are also going to take the offering. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to give you a couple of announcements. Praise God. Then we are going to have a session of the day, which God is going to really take us to another level.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
There was a man that we used to call John 10:10. How many of you know that man?
Yes.
We just call him John 10:10.
Yes.
I like the man a lot.
Yes.
I learned something wonderful from him. He was a man that had loads of problems before he came to the Lord. I think he had dabbled in all kinds of things, including drugs. So when he got saved, he was still going through all kinds of bondages. But one day, God spoke to him from John chapter 10, verse 10. God spoke to him, and he knew that it was God, and he knew the value of the word. It was not a time when there was internet and there was no microphone and all of these wonderful gadgets. There was only C120 cassette players. You know those cassette players? So he bought one of those tapes, cassette players, and he put it in those small cassette players, and he pressed record. And he read John 10:10 he read it for 60 minutes, John chapter 10, I have come that you might have life and have it abundantly. And he read it into that tape, recorded it 60 minutes one side. Then he turned the tape to the other side and recorded it again 60 minutes another time, making 120 minutes. After he finished recording it, he listened to it every day. His life was not the same. Because the man understood the power in the word. The reason I said that is this. There are certain messages I hear and there are certain books I read every year. I was sharing one the other day. If you love yourself, this is not a message you hear once. You get it. This is the kind of message I get. And I hear and hear. I understand that experience.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I think we have a brother that is, I didn't know it was him. Brother Tony Osage. Tony, I didn't know it was you, actually. I thought it was another.
Pastor Babajide.
Oh, not this one. All right, praise the Lord. I am grateful that I hear this. I heard this. If you love yourself, you listen to it. There are so many principles in that whole thing. The principle of God testing your heart towards money. He says, go and start a school for me when you had nothing at the end. If I give this man money, will he use it for himself or would he use it as I direct him? God had to deal with that. There's so much. I don't know how much of that you thought you have retained, but I want to recommend that you get this message, that you listen to it, that you give it to your friends, give it to your family, give it to your children. It will set a lot of people free. Because many people are seeking for that, but they don't know that there is a journey. There's a path that you walk that takes you to that place.
Amen.
Like Joseph.
Amen.
And all of those people.
Amen.
Put your hands together for the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I want to thank God for what God is doing.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
You know, that for me is an amazing, 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 wonderful message.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
If you have a testimony right now, lift up your hands. Let me see your hand. Praise God. 1, 2. If you lift up your right hands after these, I will not allow you. So lift up your hands and say, there's one. Nephemi, you got a testimony. Praise the Lord. And you have a testimony. Glory be to God. I'm going to just ask you to come to the front, look in the camera, this one, and share your testimony very, very, very briefly. Praise God. Okay? So share with us and bless the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Last year, precisely March, I was afflicted on the leg. And I was admitted for 6 weeks. Sister Kemi and Sister Tosin, they are a living witness. They visited me while I was in Basidin Hospital. So when I was discharged, I got back home, trusting God for perfection. But I don't know why. To sleep then was a problem. Even to stand on my feet sometimes. I cried throughout the night. But I just had a word from God. I knew that God was going to heal me. But it was not coming, quickly the way I wanted. But last month, I attended last month summit. After the program, I was hanging around, for Sister Kemi, Sister Tosin, because she brought me. So I was waiting for her to take me back home. So as I was waiting for her, Pastor Ellen just came around. I think some people were waiting for her. She attended to them and later came to me and said, "Beloved, hope all is well." Then I just took that opportunity to what really happened. Then she prayed for me, gave me some Bible quotation that when I got home, that I should be using it to pray. And I was doing this. There was even a day she even mentioned my case on the prayer line. So I held on to that. But to the glory of God, today I'm here today to return all the glory to God. Because God has not let me down. And today I can say I am whole. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Sister, please come. Please look straight in the camera and
praise the Lord.
And praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The faith, they said, will set us free. If you have faith in God, there's nothing you can move mountain. I was in the summit. My first time in the summit was in March. I came with Sister Kemi. So, prior that time, I came on Saturday, and the next week is my interview date. And I went up to Pastor Ellen. She prayed for me. After the prayer, she said, "Congratulations." I said, "Congratulations. I haven't done the interview yet. Oh, Lord, what is this?" But I hold on to it. So I went for the interview. After the interview, they didn't call me on time. I was worried, what is happening? So what is really going on? So the letter is 3 weeks later, they call me that there was a mix-up with my name, but it's also, they have settled everything, so I've got the job. I'm starting in June 1st.
Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Can I just ask both of you to come to just really, I just really have this thing in my spirit. Glory be to God. God would do something sometimes that we don't understand. But I heard in my spirit that 10 lepers were healed. But one came back. And the one that came back, the Lord said, "You are now whole." There's a difference between being healed and being whole. He took it beyond healing. You see, when you are healed of leprosy, it means the disease has stopped. When you are whole, it means you are restored. There's something about coming back to God to give thanks. And I believe God wants to do something with both of you. That you stood here today to give God thanks. Stand up, church, and point your hands towards them. Because God is going to go beyond what he has just done for you. He's going to take you. There are certain things you have not asked for that he is going to do. You have not even prayed the prayer. But you see, as a result of thanking him, as a result of giving him praise, he is going to do those things in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And together as a church, we are in agreement. We agree that the Lord is going to do that for you in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we bless you. We give you all the praise for this one. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Please put your hands together for them. Well, sometimes God chooses what he wants to do at various meetings. And it looks as if last meeting it was all about jobs, isn't it? Yeah? Because there's another testimony from by text or by email. Somebody who couldn't be here sent a text to say that, thank God, after a long time of seeking for job, God did it. And God did it in an amazing way. And it also happened on the birthday. There was a birthday present from the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? Glory be to God. Amen and amen. God is doing wonderful things and we're continuing to give him praise. Amen.